KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Welcome to Positively Healthy. This is the third Saturday edition, and I am Dr. David Parris, a local practicing chiropractor, currently working for the Veterans Administration, and as always, the opinions are solely mine, not of my employer. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. In the past, we've done some meet and greet and chatted with a few local health providers, and we're having an old guest back, and it's Dr. Michael Stossel from Anderson Walk-In Clinic.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And so today we were going to discuss some issues in healthcare. And in yesterday's paper, there was an article on the rising costs to employers. And it noted that the premiums have increased 153% since 2002 in California. And can we discuss that for a while today?
Sure, sure. Before we get started, I would like to say hi, Zach, hi, Kasha, hi, Bo. I promise I would give everybody a shout-out this morning.
Fantastic.
Cheap shot, I know. But hello, Zach. Well, you know, there's a discussion now, and since the last election, because healthcare has been in the forefront about the economy, because it's tied in with employers, it's tied in with the general health of the country. The current model is that you get, as an employer, you provide insurance to your employees. And the problem with that, and there are a couple, is that the employee then, number one, is tied in with the employer. So if the employee wants to go somewhere, they're kind of stuck. Or they have to redo it. The other part of it is that they are disconnected from the cost often, because all they see is, you know, their copay, you know, there are unlimited visits, you know, and so a lot of times there are some disconnects that occur, and the people who are getting the services really don't understand or see how much those services cost, and as a result, there are no breaks to the spending. And then the employer has to then budget it in and then pass on the cost to whatever they're manufacturing or providing service-wise. And that's how it feeds into the economy, because the cost goes up.
So can I back us up just for a moment?
Yeah.
And let me ask a general question here. So I'm going to read kind of a definition of really what insurance is, and so is it supposed to prevent you from suffering financial consequences should you be unlucky enough to get an illness or have an accident? Is that a good definition of what the intention of insurance is?
I guess you know, insurance is develops to prevent or help you get through some kind of adverse event, whether it's an illness, whether it's you have travel insurance, you know, you get sick, you know, you don't lose the $2,000 that you invested in it because, you know, you have an illness and you can't go. You buy that insurance to prevent and cover your cost. You know, now insurance has kind of developed into a preventative model. And, you know, that's all well and good. But if you use it, but don't contribute to it, meaning you don't do the things that you're asked to, but then you take the benefits out once you do get sick, then everyone who is paying for it or paying into it and doing the right things, they're holding the bag and paying for the people who don't. And it's a little unfair.
So would you agree insurance in and of itself, health insurance, has transformed from a prevention of financial consequence and ruin to somebody that gets illness or has an accident to now something that's more focused on preventing illness itself?
Well, you know, it depends on the plan you buy, okay? Because you can buy catastrophic insurance that, you know, you have a high-end deductible, you know, and pay $5,000 deductible, and then, you know, you're paying for your own small cases of flu and illness. And then there's another plan that is all inclusive, all the bells and whistles, and it will pay for every so-called sniffle visit, you know, to the doctor that costs $50.
When we come back, we'll discuss more of the employer's obligation in that and the ins and outs of that. And I want to let everyone know we're joined by Bob Martin here today. And Bob, can you tell them how they can get on and send us questions or comments via the internet?
Indeed, I can, Dave. If you want to chime in the chat room, I'm keeping an eye on it right now. It's KCNR1460.com. Find your way to the Listen Live section and join the KCNR chat pack.
Thank you, Bob. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lano Seco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Gardens.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Redding. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Redding area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. Again, I'm Dr. David Paris, joined by Dr. Michael Stossel. And okay to call you Dr. Mike?
Absolutely, Dr. Mike's fine.
Is that what your patients call you?
That is what. Okay. I ask them to call me because a lot of times they just have a hard time with the last name, so I just have to keep it simple, Dr. Mike.
Okay, and we were talking escalating rising costs in health care, kind of initiated by the article in the paper yesterday, which I found very interesting. And so we just discussed what insurance is and how perhaps it was initially to prevent you from suffering financial consequences, so you were insured so that you didn't have to take on the burden of escalating costs through illness or injury and thus financial ruin. And that today maybe it's focused more on prevention of the illness and injury itself.
Yeah, it's kind of evolved to that, it looks like. The problem with that is that there are few consequences for bad behavior, so to speak, on the recipient's side. Because if you know that, you know, certain lifestyle is bad for you, then, you know, you should stop it. And, whether it's high blood pressure or being overweight or, choosing the wrong foods or smoking or things like that, then, you really should be, responsible for, what you take out of it based on what you put or based on, you know, how much you take out of it, you should pay for that much, I think. It's one of these things that has been overlooked because most people don't know how much healthcare costs. And so it needs to be clarified.
So have we lost responsibility as individuals? I mean, has that gone away, or is that coming back, or are we going further away from that and more to just this socialistic kind of cover everybody no matter what they do, no matter how they act?
Yeah, it's everyone should get what they sometimes want. The problem is that they're not held to responsibility for what, you know, they're doing or what they're not doing. You know, they were talking about grading doctors and how well they provide care to their patients. You know, well, what would happen if we talked about, you know, grading patients and if you get a good blood pressure, then, you know, get $10 off your premium. If you have low cholesterol, you know, $50 off. Get some incentive, get some responsibility. I think, and, you know, they're talking about different ways to approach this. You know, change the behavior. How are you going to change the behavior?
Well, there's a number of things that we can change, and there's a number of things we can't change. And so, do you see a trend towards us moving towards all that? Accepting the things that we can change and then taking patience and saying, look, let's motivate you to change those things. I mean, obviously there's some illness, diseases, et cetera, patients have no control over.
Sure.
We all agree with that.
Sure.
So putting that aside for the moment, now, how would we go about that? I mean, how do you motivate them to, other than financial repercussions?
Well, I think it has to be a social issue. It was actually interesting. This morning I was watching international news on the internet, and in the country of Lithuania, which is in Eastern Europe, has the lowest obesity rate in the entire Europe. And they were talking about, what is it about that particular country that keeps them fit? And they were talking everything from home-cooked style meals served at school, where there is no junk food and it's all homemade. It looks like grandma made it. Then there's exercise programs where they don't do away with physical education. They're sitting there, they're doing their calisthenics, they're running around, to taxing or making it very expensive to go and get a cheeseburger. And there was a big debate about that because, you know, anybody that starts proposing raising the cost of food, you know, it gets labeled as, a dictator. But at the same time, if we know that, inexpensive soft drinks, high in calories, inexpensive snack foods, inexpensive, high calorie meals are the cause of our obesity epidemic, our high blood pressure epidemic, our diabetes, coronary problems, then we need to be honest with ourselves and say, you know, instead of paying for it on the end of the ride, and paying for the surgeries, the stentings and the bypasses, and things like that, why don't we kind of look at it from the front end and say, you know, if we're going to be looking at prevention, then we need to be honest with ourselves and say, this is the problem. And, but then it comes into, you know, you're taxing this, you're taxing that. I don't know. That's where the discussion has to go. Instead of slapping the doctor, with a bad report card because his patient has high cholesterol, how am I going to change whether he goes to McDonald's or not? Or get that, huge sandwich. I have no way of controlling that. All I can do is prescribe the medication. Whether he takes it, that's another compliance issue.
So a bit of a consumption tax.
Yeah.
Like, sugar per gram, or how do
well,
we
I don't know.
Beef
that's,
by the pound?
You know, I don't know. They do it for alcohol. They do it for cigarettes.
Right.
They have managed to change some behavior there. That has to come up.
When we come back, let's continue that, and let's see if we can talk about how employers got involved with all this. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Kick 'em down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Slow down.
Happy Saturday. Welcome to Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. And we are here talking with Dr. Michael Stossel from Anderson Walk-In.
Good morning.
And so, Dr. Mike, we left off there with contemplations of how to influence healthy behaviors in patients, and we were on the topic, I guess a somewhat controversial topic, of a consumption tax of some sort or something like that, and to financially perhaps steer them to do the right thing.
Yeah, nobody likes the word tax. I mean, I certainly don't. I think if we move away from the term tax and just call it a mindset, whatever you want to do, but we have to change it. Everything from, if you are on the beneficiary rolls for, let's say, the Medicaid program, you are receiving assistance, you know, perhaps, and this has been talked about, perhaps you can't go to the store and buy a bunch of potato chips. or a bunch of high-calorie candy or things like that. And, you know, it should cover the benefits or the basics, but not the goodies, because the goodies are the things that get people into trouble and should be limited. And so if we as a society are going to be, you know, assisting, then we should, you know, be able to help guide the person into what we're going to help you with.
So let's take this back to the rising costs then. So other than perhaps some sort of consumption penalty. I guess I'm having a hard time coming up with another term for tax other than tax. I guess I'm stuck on it.
Well, you know,
the politicians like fee.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, you know, then don't call it a, you know, instead of punishment, why don't we make it a carrot? You know, you hear the the old age-old argument about getting kids to do their chores and to do homework. Okay, you can either do corporal punishment, or you can do a different type of incentive-based guidance, and that would be dangling the proverbial carrot. So if you want a certain behavior, then you reward that behavior instead of, if you do this, you're going to get punished. People don't respond to that very well, you know, historically, or they eventually will rebel, just like every, adverse, reaction, there's another reaction. So maybe instead of calling it a tax, maybe we should get, you know, less income tax if we have a better lifestyle of some sort. You know, I don't know, but do something instead of the way that it's being portrayed now, where, you know, we're going to have groups of individuals that are in the government sitting over me, telling me what to do, how to do it, and they're spending so much money in overseeing me that it's slowing me down. It's creating an adversarial environment. Take that money that you are using to oversee me and put it toward lowering the cost of the medication. Put it down, put it toward making it more feasible and financially capable of me to spend more time with the patient. If you pay me $50 for a visit, you know, I can't spend an hour and a half with the patient. If you give me more money per visit, then I will do a better job. But you can't hold me to a better results and then give me more stuff to do and then check me every couple of weeks and give me more forms to fill out and then not reimburse me, because it's the equation just will not work.
So yeah, so ultimately the idea of monitoring this for, let's assume it's a government program, Medicare, Medicaid, etc. Ultimately, that the monitoring is going to fall on who? It's going to fall on you, right? Or me if I was in the private sector. Or it's going to fall on the providers to now monitor this idea.
Yeah. What I'm getting now already is biweekly letters from insurers. And right now what they're saying is, dear doctor, it has come to our attention that your patient, Mr. Smith, has a potential drug interaction with these particular medications. And it's a robo letter, meaning it's pre-printed by a computer program, because it's just, you can tell. I mean, it's not written by anybody. It's 3 pages long. I can't figure out just at a glance even what medication you're talking about. And as I spend a minute or two perusing through, I realize that, yeah, I saw this patient. I don't recall when, but I know that he's been on this medication and he's no longer on this medication. And so why are you sending it to me? It's in my note. you know, the problem with that is that at the end there is a page and it's blank and it has a bunch of questions on it. On top it says, no physician action required. And I'm looking at that and I'm saying, yeah, now, but in 2014, there will be, it will be mandated that I fill this page out. And this page has questions that ask me, so, no longer, I can check it off, no longer seeing this patient, addressed it with the patient, will consider this, thank you, I will do this. And then on the bottom it says, did you find this questionnaire helpful, useful, or not? You know, that's more busy work. Who's going to do that for me? Am I going to be held responsible if I don't fill it out? I already don't have time enough to spend with my patients, and with you backseat driving, telling me, that I'm going too fast, and from the backseat saying, "Attention, doc, driver, it's statistically been shown that driving fast causes accidents." Yeah, I know, but the backseat driver is oblivious to the fact that I'm trying to pass this guy in front of me who's driving erratically, and I'm trying to get into a safer situation, but he's commenting from the back seat telling me that I shouldn't be driving fast. He doesn't know the circumstances why I'm driving fast. You don't need to be in the back seat. You need to be helping me guide the patient, and hey, if you're going to grade me at the end. Don't grade me every 2 weeks.
So is that just another hand in the cookie jar? We got to go to a break, but when we come back, we'll talk about that. This is KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, "I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it." Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Forever Women Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Homestyle Services, Willow Springs, Shasta County Adult Services, Caravan, Jim Schluter of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Slow down. Welcome back to Positively Healthy, Third Saturday Edition. And we're here with Dr. Michael Stazzo from Anderson Walk-In Clinic, and we are discussing, well, we began discussing rising costs of healthcare, and we're kind of meandering in and around that topic, onto patients' responsibilities, and, now a little bit over into the, sometimes the extensive burden that, insurers put on providers. And, I want to get back to, the employer side and how employers got involved in covering individuals who have a responsibility to their own health, in my opinion. And, so let me give you, there's in 2011, the Milliman Medical Index, which is a survey, a company that does numbers, statistics, and they surveyed 4,000 employers. And the breakdown was that a family of four, the cost for their health insurance was about, it was between $19,000 and $20,000. And the way it broke down was 17% of that was out of pocket to the patient. 24% of that, was the employer through the employee, I'm sorry, to premiums. And the other 59% was, the employer's cost. What do you think about those? Are those about right?
Well, I don't know. Well, the whole division of all of these costs, you know, it should be probably more toward the usage and the results of your health. Although, you know, when you get sick, you don't want to hear that you have to pay more. It's a tough call, you know, but when you look at it, I recently heard a statistic where, when Medicare was initially developed and the bill was up for signature, they were assuring everybody that Medicare would be a cheap program, and that it would pay for itself and the rest. We all know that didn't happen. The average now, I think they say that the average individual puts about $100,000 into Medicare over a lifetime of work, but that individual takes out about $300,000 in healthcare costs and benefits. So you're doomed to fail with that type of ratio. So the whole setup is, you know, it's almost like a Ponzi scheme to you know, put it plainly, because you're just putting it into the system and making it go down the road. But eventually, either it's going to run out or people are going to stop putting into it because they're going to see that it's going to be less and less at the end for them. And that's kind of where we're at now. I mean, it's kind of that decision where everyone's like, do we continue it or not? And if we do, who's going to pay for it? And how much are we putting into it? They're putting, you know, they're changing the age of folks when you can get the benefits. So they're trying to put the brakes on it in different ways. And the same thing is happening on the employer side. You know, it's a really tough situation, but a lot of it is driven by how healthcare is delivered. You know, everybody wants the MRI for the headache. The doctors are sometimes forced to get the imaging or the tests to prove that there's no problem for medical legal reasons. That all costs the system. They're going now for result oriented. That's all well and good, but if I also have to make sure that I can justify a test and be medical legally covered, I don't know where that comes in. And then with this new age of electronic medical records, that is putting a whole different spin on things, because we in the healthcare profession now have to adjust medical legally to the electronic age. And that brings up a whole different can of worms. No one's talking about that. They're just booting it up and say, here you go, drive. But nobody's really helping us figure out the ground rules.
So looking at those numbers there, it's $3,280 out of pocket for a family of four. This is what the survey said.
Mm-hmm.
It was $4,728 employee premiums that the employee paid. So that works out to around about $8,000 for the employee. And it worked out to $11,385 for the employer. Is that ratio correct, or how would we shift that? Would we do more out of pocket, more to the employee?
I don't know. It's a tough thing because, you know, the employer wants to keep the employee happy so that he can have a steady workforce. He wants to keep him healthy so that he will show up for work. He wants to keep the good people there. So the employer is getting benefits, and the employee is getting benefits. But the other issue is that the employee has a family, and the family doesn't work for the employer.
Well, I guess then, in the end, is it a right or a privilege to have coverage, insurance. I mean, is it a right or a privilege in the first place? And if it's a right, does that fall on the employer? Is that the burden of an employer to provide you that right?
Well, that's a whole different argument, because the other question is, you know, does the government have the citizen have the right from the government to be covered? The European model and socialism says yes. This is kind of along those lines, so the employer based is a version of yes, we will cover you, and it is your benefit. But the argument is, who ultimately is responsible? Is it the government? Is it the individual? Do you buy it yourself? Do you have someone give it to you? Do you work for it? Those are the three choices.
So, you know, this always leads back to when we talk about coverage, they always end up talking about then mandated benefits, not just really who's going to get covered, but the big part of the cost, would you agree, is part of, well, what are we going to cover?
Well, yeah, and what are we going to cover, and to what extent? And the issue is that a lot of times, the people who take or use the most don't contribute, and that's where we're having a lot of these issues, because the people who are paying the bill don't particularly think that they deserve to pay the bill, because they weren't at the table taking advantage of what was being served.
So within that mandated benefits, under that umbrella, there was recent news about contraception being not just a mandated, but also a mandate to the providers that they would have to prescribe it. Can we discuss that briefly when we come back?
Yeah.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Please join the United States Marine Corps, Mounted Color Guard, and Senior Chief Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for a sunset dinner cruise on Lake Shasta, Sunday night, May 20th, 2012, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tri-tip dinner will be included, an open bar. Tickets are $150 each. Reservations aren't required. Only 50 seats available, so please make your call today. All proceeds from this event will be going to the Liberty Park for the new Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center campus, to be located at Redding Municipal Airport. Again, the phone number for this is 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a wonderful night. Here is your chance to meet with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Enjoy a fantastic dinner and spending an evening on beautiful Lake Shasta, just in time for Sunday's solar eclipse. Again, the number to call, 378-2280.
Slow down.
Good morning, happy Saturday. Welcome to Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. And I'm Dr. Dave Paris. We're here with Dr. Michael Stossel from Anderson Walk-In Clinic. And Dr. Mike, we were just talking about the right is healthcare. Actually, I'm not. Is health insurance? Let me get off topic here for a moment. Is health insurance the same as healthcare? I mean, we talked earlier at the top of the show about health insurance initially, at least in my thought, to be something that prevented you from suffering extreme financial consequences and financial ruin when you got ill or had an accident. And so is that the same as health? You know, we always think health insurance, but I don't know. Can we delineate health care as something a little bit different? It seems like the health insurance, I know I saw the other day, and I don't want to get off on too far off the topic here, but I saw, I think his name's Bill McGuire. He's a United Healthcare CEO, and his package, as his financial package as a CEO, was in the billions. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how does that work when we can't afford to cover people? And
I know. That's,
and to me, that's health insurance.
Right.
And that's not necessarily providing health care. So I'm not sure when we talk about costs, are we including his yacht? That kind of bothers me.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, insurance is a business. And so when you have a business model, then you have to have rewards. So if you have a business or a insurance company, you know, you want to gain some benefits from it, you know, as you being either the CEO or the founder of it or whatnot. The big dilemma here is that do you at the expense of the people that you are covering make a lavish lifestyle for yourself, and in the process you influence what you do or don't provide to the patient and at what cost to the patient. So, you know, an example of that would be, I have come across patients who are Medicare beneficiaries, and, you know, they're 65 and up, and they have problems, long-standing. One of them is COPD, which is a real bad problem where you can't breathe. And so they purchased a plan, a Medicare additionary plan, and they didn't know what they were buying, and they bought a plan that covers absolutely nothing but generics. The irony of all this is that all of the medications that he requires in order to breathe is not available in generic. And so I can't even appeal it, because they won't even send you the form for appealing it because he chose that plan. Now, you know, can that person, the CEO, you know, sleep at night saying that, well, you know, the patient chose that plan and, you know, I provide that plan and I'm going on my yacht now. You know, that's the age old argument. You know, is it health care or is it a business?
Now, I kind of consider myself a armchair expert on a lot of these topics and health. And having been in private, I would assume you do too. Having been in, is there an insurer that you have not taken, you know, that you have not signed a contract with, you know, dealt with, et cetera, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Right now, I'm not in the driver's seat to make those decisions. But in the past, when I was making those decisions, there were certain companies that I would not do business with.
Okay. So having dealt with all the insurers, having dealt with, you know, the billing side of it and dealing with them over a number of years and personal injury and workers' compensation and all these other issues out there. I kind of consider myself somewhat of an armchair expert and I have a hard time going through the benefit determinations and the coverage contracts and so when they hand a patient this stuff, you know, and they have to choose from all the Medicare plans. I mean, I can tell you right now, my grandma here in Reading, she asked me, you know, she'll come and ask for help. I don't know what I bought. So
Right. And you're absolutely right. It's, you know, I've used this analogy before. It's like when you pull out the insert for the medication that you just, were prescribed, and you open it up and it's written on that paper, as thin as the pages in the Bible that you can practically see through it. And the print is so small that you need almost a magnifying glass. And then when you start reading it, you don't understand, you know, three sentences into it what you're reading. And then at the bottom, they're, you know, they're going to ask you to sign and or to choose which plan. It needs to be simplified. Definitely. I know, you know, the current administration is big on that. They've been doing that in other industries, everything from credit card industries to make it in banking industries to make it easier for the general consumer. I think the same thing has to happen in the healthcare system. You know, the problem is that there's still going to be people on the other, on both sides. It's not an easy answer, but you're right. The way that it is, it's too complicated. It's not standardized. Every plan is different from state to state. You know, if they want people to be able to afford it and use it, I think they need to standardize it so that every doctor's office from, you know, Maine to California uses the same forms, uses the same databasing, uses the same codes, using the same protocols. That would simplify it. You know, from state to state, it varies. From insurance to insurance company, it varies. What they cover, what they don't. You know, formularies are another one. The medication list. You know, I got to ask the patient, you know, what insurance you have, you know, so I can make a decision on what medication to give him. And he's thinking, well, I'm making judgments on him because I'm asking him what insurance he has, whether I give him the good stuff versus the bad stuff.
So you're bringing me back to the mandated benefits side of this, and obviously at the top of that there's emergency care, right? I mean, if somebody's going to buy health insurance, you expect to be covered if you have an accident, and then primary care, which is what you do, and then below that there's all these other specialty benefits, including what I do as a chiropractor, and maybe some benefits under the medical side too. Contraception, hair loss. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that sometimes we go, well, is that really medical care? And there's plenty of things under the complementary alternative medicine CAM title that are sometimes covered, sometimes not. Can we talk about that a little bit? And it's different from state to state right now. And maybe we can talk a little more about that and how that affects costs and you know, what should be in there and what shouldn't.
I don't quite understand what you are asking.
When we come back, I will explain that
okay.
In detail.
All right.
Thank you. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Flyer Media.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, you know, like...
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki-style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all-new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York-style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lano Seco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wintour Gardens.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Third Saturday Edition. And Dr. David Parrish, we're here with Dr. Michael Stossel from Anderson Walk-In Clinic. And we've meandered our way quite extensively through, we started out talking about escalating costs, and we're back to, part of the cost formula is what they call mandated benefits. And let me just give a brief explanation, my understanding. Mandated benefits are usually up to the states, and so the states decide what a, depending on the type of insurance plan, what they must have, include or not include. And as we said before, that almost always, you would, you know, naturally think that includes emergency care. And then second, I would say primary care. And then what would be the third thing? What would be the next most important? You know, I mean, there's so many specialties. So I know obviously right. Everyone thinks, well, of course you have to have cardiology, right? And you have right. to have, you know, general surgery, neurosurgery, yeah, of course. Yeah. What about a guy like me? What about like a DC, a chiropractor? What about like providing contraception coverage? What about like when I start to lose my hair? What about all those things? Are right. those are should those be mandated? I mean, I know those are a lot of different topics, right. but in general,
well, you know, that's tough to call, because you know you have people deciding for other people what will and will not be the benefit. You know, it what's important to me may not be important to you. And, you know, we're seeing that with the contraception debate now. You know, it was mandated to provide contraception to anybody who is employed. You know, the problem that they're finding now is that if the employer happens to be a religious institution, now the religious institution has a problem with that. So, you know, why not just mandate that you have to have insurance and not mandate what is covered, and leave that to, you know, the patient and the doctor for what the problem is. And then, you know, you use the basics to cover the things for prevention of serious disease and care for serious disease. Then after that, it's a social issue. You know, contraception has always been an issue. So has abortion. You know, now we're going to have pretty soon, possibly even, mandated, coverage for, you know, bypass surgery because of gastric bypass surgery because of all the obesity. I mean, where does it end? You know, pretty soon, you're going to get overweight, and you'll just say to yourself, well, no big deal, the insurance company will pay for my bypass. You know, I just don't, you know, I don't understand.
Dr. Stossel, I'm looking at the clock and we're running out of time here, and I still have a laundry list of things I want to talk about. Can we continue this conversation?
Sure, bring me back sometime.
So let me ask you before we cut away here. I hear there's new things for you down at your clinic, and can you tell us about that?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, we are going to be moving our location. Anderson Medical Walk-In Clinic will be moving from our Balls Ferry road location to McMurray. I don't know the number yet, but it's right across from the Rite Aid, right next to I-5. As you get off of Balls Ferry, you'll be able to see it. And it's going to be probably April 1st or thereabout. that we will be opening there. So we all are welcoming you to come check us out. We will probably be announcing an open house, I'm sure. Don't know the details on that, but that will be forthcoming. You can give us a call, 365-4412. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
And before we go, I'm going to put you on the spot and say, can we continue this conversation? Because I really enjoy this discussion, I think it's valuable to discuss.
I love coming in on Saturday morning, even though my son, Zach, objected this morning.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
All right, Dr. Dave, thank you very much. We'll see you back here next month, and we invite you to stay tuned for Nancy Sutton-Pierce after the news at the top of the hour. Boomer Tech is coming up at 12 noon as well here at KCNR Shasta Redding, where we'll join Fox News in about another 10 seconds. This has been a best of a previously recorded broadcast of Dr. David Paris, and Dr. Trudy Pratt herself will join us next Saturday in this time slot here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. There's a long to-do list, but world leaders at the G8 summit are pulling together to combat global financial turmoil. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live outside Camp David.
White House officials say the G8 leaders made good progress today on the European economic crisis, but the president indicated they're far from finished.
So far, so good. We got more work to do.
The White House cheered that leaders are talking about growth. The administration has long been concerned that Europe was pulling back too hard on spending, putting the recovery at risk. The leaders also talked about the high price of oil that's been pinching consumers worldwide.
Should there be supply disruptions and increase in demand in a way that warranted it, they would stand ready to act.
Deputy National Security Advisor Mike Froman says that could include releasing oil reserves, but White House officials say they will continue to apply pressure on Iran. Pam?
Mike, thank you very much. Three arrests ahead of this weekend's NATO summit in Chicago. Prosecutors say the self-proclaimed anarchists planned attacks on President Obama's Chicago headquarters, police stations, and